Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Monday Mooncast. It's episode 32, folks. I'm Michael Barron, and I'm here, as always, with...
Greg Ober.
And...
Andrew Nisoff.
And we're here to rock your minds with video game knowledge. Maybe we'll just...
That was really...
Video game knowledge.
It fizzled out there.
That's right. Alright.
Yep,
sorry. Okay, so, what did we play this week? Andrea.
Modern Warfare 2!
Two?
Yeah, and three.
Modern Warfare 2?
Now
you're just regressing.
I am. I really am. Last week I played a lot of Skyrim. I wanted to play that this week, but I never did. So I just had a all Call of Duty gaming session the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, played some Modern Warfare 2, played some Modern Warfare 3.
Is Modern Warfare 2 still your favorite? Or is Modern Warfare 3 your favorite?
You know, I really like them both. I think I... They're so close. Greg is rolling his eyes. I do, but...
It's like the child. Like, someone asked, like, which is your favorite child?
Right.
Yeah,
oh, I like
go.
Them both equally.
Right. No,
yeah,
it's true.
I do. I really do. Like I've said, Modern Warfare 3, I really like the support kill streak setup.
Sure.
I like that you get points for capturing a flag in domination. Toward your kill streak or support streak or whatever it is.
Right.
It's always tricky to go back to this one because I really like to play the objective. I don't like to camp in the corner and just get kills like everyone else does.
Yeah.
I'm still determined to get a nuke. I really, really, really want a nuke. I don't know.
You in Iran.
I don't know.
That's a political joke.
Yeah,
it is.
I
don't
know if it's already happened, but in this particular game, I did okay. This is actually the first game of Modern Warfare 2 that I played in a long, long, long time. Didn't go half bad. I know. It was quite nice. It makes me think of that Bryce Eye song, that Modern Warfare 2. Do you guys know that?
Oh, yeah.
No. I got to post the link to it. I love it. It's like, I will miss you, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Right before Modern Warfare 3 came out. But, yeah, that's
so it's all Call of Duty for you all time this week.
Yeah, pretty much. In short, yep.
Man. Greg?
Well, I was busy playing better games.
Ah, there it goes.
Mm-mm.
So I played a bit of Borderlands 2 DLC.
Good?
Yeah.
you can stop. All right, because that game is amazing.
All right, no, I know.
No, you don't know, because you didn't get the Sanctuary.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't.
Podcast fight.
I know.
Anyways, it's okay. I liked the first two better. The second one, the Campaign of Carnage, was my favorite.
Okay.
Campaign of Carnage.
I haven't finished it yet, mainly because, I haven't had anyone to play with.
Is that a hint?
So, huh?
Is that a hint?
I mean... You didn't download it.
Yeah, I did, actually. Last night.
Brian Stone and I play a little bit of it. But it's okay. Like, there's not that trademark humor that
right.
I kind of expect. Like, the characters aren't as over the top.
Okay.
And I'm kind of sad about that. Like, the enemy's like this whiny, like, why don't you hate me? You should want to come kill me right now.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I did some Halo 4.
Okay.
I'm halfway through my operator specialization.
Look at you.
It's my third one.
God.
And...
I gotta play more Halo 4.
Yeah, you do, because it's awesome.
It is.
Way better than these games.
It's
what you're seeing on screen right now.
No!
Ouch.
And I bought Guardians of Middle-Earth.
Yes!
So, I figured I'd give it a shot, and I enjoyed it.
Good.
And I've been enjoying it.
Good.
So, we've had some play sessions. I think we're going to do a Brolo on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know... Oh, it wouldn't be a Brolo, because it's not really Halo.
Well, it's still Brolo, because that's our series.
Yeah.
I guess.
I like it.
Brolo is where the bros go.
Okay.
Greg is choking on my lameness, like he can't deal with it. Awesome.
What? Oh, so Guardians of Middle-Earth.
Yeah.
It's fun. Netcode.
Not so fun.
Not so fun.
No.
But still fun.
Yes.
And that has been my week.
Good.
Ooh,
same as you, pretty much. Some Guardians. I downloaded Borderlands 2, but the fact that the download took me forever made me annoyed, so I didn't actually boot it up. I just downloaded that DLC, but I haven't played it yet. I want to get... Okay. Borderlands 2 is one of those games I want to get back into. I want to. I don't know why I'm not motivated to. I like it. Every time I'm actually in it, I have fun, but for some reason, I can't make myself hit that start button. I don't want to do it. Like, I do, but I don't. Maybe it's just because there's so much to do. Like, I fell behind everyone I know that still plays the game. So now I'm a million levels behind them, and then it's lame, because I don't want to, like, go fight things that are going to kill me in 1 second. So that means I can't really play with my friends, but I don't want to play with by myself.
Well, if you play with us, we can get you to level 50 real quick.
I know, but that's a lame journey, like me sitting there and you guys killing everything.
Well, who was the one who didn't play with us?
No, I know, no, I know.
Stuff to do, no. I'm not going to...
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to play the game with you.
Yeah, no,
I know,
but like, what am I supposed to... No, no. I understand. I'm not blaming you guys. I'm just saying, like, now it's like lame sauce for me. I got to find like new friends.
No, I mean, I understand. I understand what you're saying, Mike, because you know what little I played with it, you know,
yeah.
it was frustrating to be so far behind.
Yeah.
Level wise, so
right.
You don't have any room to talk because you didn't even get to like the main part of the game. So.
I put in a couple hours.
You didn't.
And I couldn't get into it.
False.
True.
Anyways, yeah. I think the reason I'm not getting into this one as much, aside from the writing not being as good.
Yeah.
You know, I've been 50 for a long time now.
Yeah, like
they haven't raised the level cap yet, and it's really frustrating because I do all these story missions, I get all this experience.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I'm playing the game to just play the game.
Right.
But at some point I'm like, alright, I did give you money. I sure would like to be able to earn a level.
Right. They keep saying that they're going to do that. They keep saying that they're going to raise it, and then they don't.
Yeah, which is annoying. Sometime this spring, that's what they said.
Right.
So who knows?
Well, we'll see what happens. So anyways, that's what I have not been playing, is Borderlands 2 for that reason. But I have been playing... Guardians of Middle-Earth, and I jumped back into Skyrim.
Yay!
Which I haven't in like a month and a half. It was kind of a fluke. Last week, my old standby Xbox 360 died on me, and so I had to bury it and go get a new one. Of course, now they're selling the new hotness, like black sleek ones, system. So I got one of those, because the holiday special was still on, so I could get lots of money off for it. And it comes now with a full game download of Skyrim, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I didn't know that. So, I was like, well, might as well, and then I don't have to use a disc anymore. So I sold my physical copy of Skyrim, and I downloaded that one. And since I didn't even have to use a disc anymore, I decided, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little bored, I'm going to switch games for a second and play some Skyrim. So I loaded it up, and lo and behold, I had a great time with it. Again, I remembered how much I love this game, so I think I'm going to get back into it. However, and this leads nicely into our next discussion, I recognize that there are a number of things in Skyrim that are not perfect. It is probably the best fantasy RPG, I would say. I don't know if you guys agree with me, of this generation.
I really like it.
But there are some things about it that are not perfect. And a lot of people don't like the combat, particularly the close-range combat. They still think it feels kind of clunky. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. What I don't like is when the characters in one part of the world like have no idea that you're pretty much a massive stud all over the world. That's a little bit silly when you like complete full quest lines and you kill millions of people in front of other people and then no one else like knows who you are when you come back to town. That's annoying to me. But I can deal with that because I love everything else about the game. And so I kind of create my own story around the game when I'm playing it. And then I can deal with that. And I was wondering if there are any other games like that for you guys where there are maybe one or two like glaring errors that make it really annoying, but you can get over that because the core gameplay or the core story or whatever you're so into that you just deal with it and have fun either way.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you bring that up about Skyrim because I never really thought about that as far as the combat goes. I guess it's because I primarily use the bow and arrow,
right.
Or no, that's pretty much it. The bow,
right.
And arrow. I guess, well, Call of Duty is fresh on my mind as usual. Like Modern Warfare 2 and 3. I know Greg's probably gonna roll his eyes again. But I agree with you that the spawn system is broken. It's certainly frustrating and definitely not the best.
Right.
However, there's just something about these games that just, I keep coming back. And
right.
That really doesn't bother me. It's, well, no, I take that back. It does bother me to a certain extent, if it just keeps happening, that's usually when I rage quit. I just have to walk away. But, you know, the next day, I'm like, okay, you know, it's a new day. Let's try this again. And whenever I play Call of Duty, it really is a coin toss. I either do awful, which is usually the spawn trap, death things,
right,
and just bad things happen. I do okay. And it's fun. And when I do really, really awesome, man, I wish I could play like this every day. Which it makes me want to play more.
Right.
And then I always tell myself, oh, one more game.
Sure.
And then it, like, everything falls apart. So I never know when to quit when I'm ahead.
Right.
But yeah, I think if you like a game enough in general, those little annoying things, you can look past those.
Right. How about you, Greg?
This conversation makes me think a lot about survival horror games.
Okay.
And I think a lot about how clunky the controls are in a lot of them.
Yeah.
And maybe that's to make it more frantic.
Maybe.
Just because, like, you aren't as capable as, say, a super soldier.
Right.
Interesting. I never
but,
thought of that.
Yeah, like, I think back to, like, the original Resident Evils and, like, the fixed camera position.
Sure, yeah.
And how it could be annoying, like, oh, I hear something off screen, so I just have to, like, sit here and wait for it to come into the frame so I can shoot it.
Right.
Or even as recently as Resident Evil 4 and Dead Space, like, some of the movements, while better, aren't necessarily where I'd like them to be. They're not as smooth as I'd like them to be.
Sure.
And I mean, like I said, I've heard the argument of, well, that makes it scarier, and I don't know if you can, like, say better controls makes a game less scary.
No, I think you could just do a better job making it scarier.
Yeah. So, I'm not really sure if that argument holds any weight, but they're definitely those games. I love horror games, and I miss good AAA horror games. I wish they would be around more often.
Yeah.
That was a terrible sentence, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That sounds like a Hallmark card. Like, I wish it would be around more often.
Yeah. I love you.
Horror games.
Yeah.
So, those are definitely things I'm willing to look past. And, I guess more recently, Guardians of Middle-Earth.
Oh,
like the netcode.
The netcode, people.
It's really bad.
Come on, Monolith.
We were playing last night, and Mike got disconnected for no
for
reason.
For no reason at all.
Like, I remember I started a match, and I couldn't move, like, 3 feet until one person specifically disconnected.
Right.
Because the game was, like, waiting
really?
On
right.
this
oh,
person.
Man.
And it was, like, we yeah. couldn't do anything, so he was just kind of forced to quit.
Right.
Which was, that sucks for him, you know?
It does.
Or her, I guess.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah,
so,
no, yeah.
There are some things I'm willing to look past, but I don't know. Like, I think a big test, one that I've really wanted to take for a while now, is Deadly Premonition.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've heard that game is
horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, it's
like,
horrible.
The controls
yeah.
are absolutely terrible.
Right.
But the story is supposedly really interesting, and the characters are
right.
kind of cool.
Right.
Ooh, that'd
so,
be the ultimate test.
And they yeah. just announced, I think they announced that they were going to do, like, a sequel?
I think, yeah, there's
yeah.
another one coming.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to give it a shot at some point, but maybe when it's, like, $5.
Right, right, at absolutely.
GameStop or something.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. So the flip side of that conversation then is, what one or two things about a game can you not overlook? Like, it doesn't matter if, you know, all these other things are in place. Like, if this one thing it does not work, you just can't get into it.
Oh, good question.
I'd have to say controls.
Controls?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if I cannot interact with the world,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
and I would also say, like, loading. So, like, if the world isn't going to load right, if it's not going to be what it's supposed to be,
right?
Like, I can't play your game. Even
right.
if your controls are solid,
right.
if, like, say, since Modern Warfare 3 is on the screen, like, half the level didn't load, or, like,
right.
I watch the Rooster Teeth Minecraft Let's
yeah.
Plays every week, you know,
yeah.
and every week they have problems
yeah.
with, like, getting across the world because the world doesn't load right,
right.
away.
Right.
And I'm just thinking to myself, it's Minecraft. Like,
right.
it's not that strenuous on the processor. Like,
shouldn't
yeah.
be.
I didn't think it was.
No.
So, that would irritate me if we had, like, a full party of Minecraft, which I certainly wouldn't mind.
That would be fun.
Cough, cough.
Yeah, we should do that.
And, like, we couldn't get anywhere. People were just dropping in and out of the game.
Right.
Because, like, the world's not ready. And
right.
So.
I would think that my answer to the question would depend slightly on the genre of the game I'm playing.
Hmm.
Like, for first-person shooters, if the net code doesn't work for a first-person shooter, I'm, like, out. Like, if it has nothing to do with me, and it's obvious that I've got a good connection, but I just cannot, like, I can't move or can't, I play first-person games 99% of the time for the multiplayer. Like, I don't buy Call of Duty because I want to see the campaign. Like, campaign's stupid to me. Like, it's just blow up, follow this dude, blow up.
It really is, yeah.
But I love the multiplayer. So, if the netcode is not up to snuff and I just can't play and it keeps disconnecting me, then I am out of a first-person shooter. As far as, like, an RPG, it would be the controls, I think. Like, it has to be intuitive enough so that I can get into that character. And if it's not, I don't want to be a part of it. And I would think, I play some sports games sometimes, too. Not that much, but I do play sometimes. And I think the same thing would be for that, too. If the controls are like, I remember when they changed, I really like basketball games, and I remember when they changed everything from being a button to shoot the basketball to, like, everyone got on this whole, like, freestyle stick thing, and now suddenly you had to use the other analog stick to, like, shoot the ball, and it made no sense to me. Like, it was stupid.
Really?
Yeah, it was really dumb. You had to, like,
those.
Flick the
Weird.
Stick, like, and I couldn't control anything, and then my character always looked like a moron. Like, I would drive to the lane and, like, pull up way too early because I hit the stick accidentally, and then I'd be just swearing at my screen. It was evil. So yeah, controls, definitely, in a single-player game, and netcode in a multiplayer game. Unless it's something like Guardians of Middle-Earth, where it's the only strategy game on the console, so I'm going to deal with it because it's Guardians
of Middle-Earth. Yeah, right, it's not like you have any other options.
Right, and it's Middle-Earth. I get to, like, play with Gandalf.
Sauron's a boss.
Sauron is a boss. All right, so, good discussion. Anyway.
Do you have an answer to that question?
Oh, no. Andrea doesn't care.
As long as it says COD in the title, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I just said that.
God.
I feel dirty.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking it's probably... If I can't play the game control-wise, then I
You're
don't
out.
Really... Yeah, I have a hard time getting used to it. For example, I recently got the GTA Vice City 10-year anniversary edition for my phone.
Congratulations.
I know, and I love it in the fact that it's the same game that I remember. Like, it's exactly the same. It looks awesome.
Right.
But the control on a phone, I am really struggling, and I haven't actually started really any of the missions yet. I'm just driving around, walking around, trying to get used to the controls. And as much as I loved, the PS2 version,
right.
I just, this version on my phone, I'm really struggling with, which is why I haven't really played it. I just, you know, I'm trying to slowly get used to the controls, that, you know, when I think of it, but, yeah, that's really what's holding me back. Man, I wish they'd re-release it for the Xbox. Yeah, I'd buy that in a second.
would you say that you've boarded the struggle bus?
Boarded the struggle bus? In GTA Vice City? Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still on it.
Also, follow...
I'm waiting for my stop so I can get off.
Yeah, also, follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
Is your favorite kind of fish cod? Yes, the look on her face says it
absolutely.
All.
Absolutely,
yes,
I love
gotta
Call
be.
Of Duty.
Also,
it's not no.
No, I know. Yeah,
go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Also, do you
go ahead?
Go on,
do you
Mike.
Bathe with soap?
All
right.
Oh goodness.
All right, punny humor here on the Mooncast.
Mm-hmm.
So, something a little bit more morose in topic here. Again,
years, totally.
Again, they're trying to ban our mature-rated games. What's going on, Greg? Say it ain't so.
So, this guy in
this
Utah.
Guy. Oh, no.
Representative Jim Matheson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get Video Games Ratings Enforcement Act into a law.
Okay.
And it's the same thing that we've seen before. It's like... You know, it prohibits the sales and rentals of adult-rated video games to minors.
Sure.
And it, you know, if you do that, then it's a felony or something. I don't know.
So they're going to take, like, nerdy McNerd GameStop manager, like, 17-year-old out of the store and away in handcuffs or something?
Right.
You're like, oh, I didn't know that right. he was... Oh, God.
Exactly.
Right, because we don't have better things to do with our tax dollars.
Well, and the thing that irks me the most is, like, you want to talk about wasted taxpayers' dollars?
Yeah,
like,
let's talk about
the
that.
The poor people of Utah, like, this...
They already live in Utah.
Well, right. I don't know the first thing about Utah.
I'm sorry, Utah. I really like your potatoes.
Isn't that Idaho?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't like anything about Utah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Well, anyways.
Like, this already got shot down by the Supreme Court. Like, you're ridiculous, Mike.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
This already got shot down by the Supreme Court. How many years ago?
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, California brought it to the Supreme Court, and it got shot down.
Right.
Why are you wasting people's time and money?
Because it's political. Because people get shot, and horrible things happen. So politicians say, oh, well, that's a good chance for me to look like I care.
But the thing is, like, maybe that might be the case with him. Same with Rockefeller.
Who, right.
By the way, I read like a week or two ago, he's not even up for re-election. Like,
right.
he's just quitting. He's done after this term. So
he's
I'm like,
out.
Why are you doing?
Yeah, right. Right.
So he wasn't doing it for votes. Just
he's doing it because he thinks it's important.
Yeah, really. Video games, awful. But,
good for him.
Like, to go along with this, I saw that after Biden and his task force, you know, did all that we talked about last
task
week.
Force. Task force.
Yeah.
Biden.
1-4-1.
You need to stop. You have a problem.
Yeah, she does.
And the first step is admitting it.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She admitted it. Yeah, so...
Anyways,
anyway, yeah.
So, I guess Obama called for Congress to fund a study on the effects of violent video games.
Right, because we don't have enough of those.
Yeah. Word. You know how much this will cost? What
oh
he's
boy.
Asking for?
What's he asking
ridiculous.
For?
Ridiculous. Something ridiculous.
$10 million.
Oh.
Nice.
For the federal CDC to study the root cause of gun violence, including any relationship to video games and media images.
Give me a break.
$10 million.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's really stupid. Mm-hmm. Look, if you don't want people to shoot people with guns, make the guns... less easy to get in the hands of people that should not have them.
Well, it's not even that. I know we're kind of going off on a tangent here, because I saw this video that was very interesting about from a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about, like, you want to make these crimes stop plastering these people's faces all over
right.
the media. Like,
right.
If someone who's mentally unstable sees, you know, this latest killer, well,
right.
I'd say the one who's still alive at least.
Right. The crazy one from Colorado.
The theater killer.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget his name.
Crazy
and I honestly
crazy
don't.
Man.
I honestly don't care because
yeah.
he's a D-bag.
Right.
You know, if I were mentally unstable and I saw the 24-hour news coverage,
right, I'd be like, oh, that's
my
awesome.
My face is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I get to be
I
famous.
I
want to
be famous.
Right.
I mean, that's certainly a messed up way to think about things, but, you know.
That's a valid point.
It's like, so maybe stop plastering people's faces and talking about it 24/7 like it's
right.
this thing that we should be,
right?
I don't know, like, just always on our mind.
Right.
I don't know, that's...
Right.
That was that guy's opinion, I tend to agree with it.
Right.
But we're not a political podcast, are we?
No, we're not, so we'll get off of here.
But
it does
do
relate to our
this,
video games, and that's ridiculous. Stop.
I do feel that this funding and, like, this study is a waste of time. Because
yes.
there have already been a lot done on them.
Right. And what they're going to, I tell you right now, what it's going to show is scientifically it's going to be inconclusive. They're going to find that some kids that are already messed up or have messed up childhoods or families are going to be more prone to get violent when they play violent video games, but that's because they have a messed up family and they don't know how to deal with their emotional problems, so they're going to take it out in the way only way that they see is effective, which is violent video games. Which, by the way, they shouldn't be playing anyways because they're probably too young to play them, and we already have a rating system in place to keep them from playing them. So if parents
right.
would just parent, and if the law would just be the law, and, like, everyone lock up your guns if you've got guns, like, anyone who's not supposed to have guns, don't let them have guns, and any little kid that's not supposed to play my violent video games, don't play them, then everything will be okay.
But the problem is, and, like, this is, like, their big thing, like, the ESRB is just voluntary.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to follow it.
I know, but everyone does.
But everyone does. Right. Like, I cannot walk into Best Buy, even to this day.
Right, you'll
I'm 24,
yeah.
And
right.
I walk in sometimes, they're like, oh, I need to see your ID.
Oh, yeah, I get that, too.
And it's like...
I even get it, and I look like Gandalf compared to you guys. I'm like, my staff, we'll play this game. And they're like, can we see some ID, sir? And they're like half my age, the person who's checking me out. Whatever.
But so, it's nice to know they do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice to know they do it. Like, they've really cracked down on it in the past, I'd say, like, 6 to 8 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I remember being 16 and trying to get, like, the Grand Theft Auto double pack for the original Xbox, and they're like, no.
No.
Like, I said, like, my mom is outside in the car. She drove me here.
Right.
Like, she said it's okay. No, she needs to come in and physically say this is okay
for
you
to buy.
Right.
And it's like, as annoying that as that is,
I get it.
Appreciate
that. Yeah.
You know?
No, they. I have nothing against ratings. I have nothing against warning parents. I definitely have nothing against every single parent being, you know, exposed to what is really in the game. Just like I would feel the same way about movies and things like that, you know? Like, but don't try to take it off the market for the rest of us who enjoy this as our entertainment, as our, you know, stress reliever. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's the same way, like, that I would feel horrible if they started, like, banning music again or, like, banning certain movies or books because they think it's dangerous. Like, that is a slippery slope that I don't want to be on. And that's why I live in America and not Uzbekistan or, like, anywhere where they chop my hand off or doing something that they don't like. You know what I mean? Rant over.
I hope we don't have anyone from Uzbekistan listening to this right now.
We just pissed off Uzbekistan and Utah.
And Utah.
In one podcast. Everything starting with you, we're going to piss off. So now I've got to get to Uganda and Ukraine. I'm going to piss them off in the next, like, 30 minutes before we're done.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. So, Greg, you know those dirty Ukrainians are playing?
God, Mike.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Dead Space 3 demo. That's
yes.
what all the cool kids are playing
That's
these days.
All the cool kids
Especially
are playing.
The ones who punked out in corporate shield on Facebook to get it early.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it, actually.
Okay. So, give us a little mini review about Dead Space 3, and should we be excited for its release?
All right, so I, as Mike said, sold out, and I found something in my Facebook feed that was like, hey, if you like Facebook, or if you like Facebook.
If you like Facebook, like Facebook, dog!
I think you can do that, can't you? Like
you probably
Facebook. Yeah, you can
on
like
Facebook?
Facebook on Facebook. That's so meta. That's awesome.
If you like Dead Space on Facebook and Twitter, then we'll send you a code to download the Dead Space 3 demo early, because it comes out tomorrow, I think.
Oh,
tomorrow or Tuesday, like.
Oh.
But I saw it, and I'm like, what the heck? We already, as the MooCast, like Dead Space on Twitter, so
yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's fine, I'll do this.
Right.
And I got my code, punched it in, downloaded it. It was like, how big was the file? It was like 2 gigs.
It's
got to
be big, yeah.
It was really big.
For a demo?
Yeah, for a demo.
And?
And it is, it's a mixed bag,
uh-oh.
I'll say. So, being that nobody else has it yet, I haven't been able to do co-op.
Okay.
But I did mess around with, they have a whole room that you have, like, infinite health, and it just spawns enemies whenever you want.
So oh,
so you
can just kill them?
You can build, you can mess around with the guns.
Oh, okay.
You can, like, build your own guns.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Well, you can build your own guns.
That's cool.
You can find various parts and, like... So if you don't like the plasma cutter or something about it, you can change it. Like,
ooh.
Change the tip of it so it fires differently.
That's
like,
cool.
Change, like, if you want to make it more of, like, a flamethrower, you can put flames in it.
Nice!
Yeah, like, kind of cool. At first, I thought it was kind of gimmicky.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, hey, you can change your guns around. Ooh,
now,
man.
Can you make them pink and glittery?
I'm sure you can.
I don't know about color scheme.
Oh!
She's not going to buy that game,
yeah.
Man.
Screw that, then. But I did play the little bit of the single player that they gave me, and I'll say this, the graphics are fantastic. Like,
are they?
Some of the monsters look pretty grotesque, and I was like, oh.
That's grotesque.
That's grotesque. And some of the things, like, surprised me. There was one enemy who normally, he like, looks like all the other ones.
Right.
So I was, like, shooting off the limbs, and all of a sudden... His torso exploded,
oh,
and
that's...
he became, like, walking legs with three new tentacles
had to shoot off.
Ew. Like, oh my god, that's a surprise, because that's never happened before.
There you go. If I had a nickel for every time I was walking down the street, someone's abdomen
and
exploded.
And someone's spine was just shaking.
Three new tentacles? Yeah. Jesus. Not again. Come on, Grandma.
So, there's that.
It's gross.
It added a roll feature, which I liked. So if you double tap the run button...
Oh, you roll out of the way?
Roll out of the way, which I liked. I thought that was cool.
Yes, that is cool.
Giving me, you know, a little more freedom.
Yeah.
But there were a couple things. Like, one, there was cover-based shooting.
Really?
Like, if you go up to chest-high box,
mm-hmm.
and you, like, press the aim down sights button, like, he'll crouch behind it.
Oh.
And...
It doesn't seem like Dead Space is the cover-based shooter.
Though. Right. And there were moments, so it's just in my mind, I was like, why is this a thing? I don't understand.
Right.
And then there were moments where I was fighting humans.
Like regular humans?
Like regular humans. And like very quickly, it seems like they just get overrun by necromorphs.
Sure.
But there was an interesting little story thing. And like, I haven't followed Dead Space 3's development at all, so this might be like old news to some of you.
Uh-huh.
But... there was an audio log in there that was like, oh, we as the Unitologists need to kill Isaac Clarke because he is going to ruin, you know, the markers
right.
and all that. So I'm not sure where that all came from, if they're all just pissed about the second one.
So
but,
the Unitarians hate you then.
Unitologists?
Unitarians?
Unitologists?
Okay. I'm trying to piss off everyone with you. You
oh,
see
right.
where I'm going here.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't exist. They're not real.
Don't tell me that about Unitarians. They're so weird. Yes! Now I got the Unitarians! I'm just kidding. They're loving people.
No, they're horrible people.
Nah. Especially the ones from Uganda.
Yeah.
Yeah!
There it is.
We got them all! Achievement unlocked. That achievement should be called You Are a Butthead.
You Are a Butthead.
Mike O'Mara.
With the letter U.
Yeah, with the letter U.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying. Unitologists, so they want to kill Isaac, and I'm like, okay, this is a horror game. First off, I don't understand why there's cover-based shooting, because it's not like enemies can shoot at you. Oh, wait, but they can.
The Necromorphs?
Yeah. So, have you played one or two?
I played one and two, yeah.
Okay, so you know how there were, like, those little heads that, like, crawled around, they had the tentacles?
Yeah,
apparently they can also infect dead bodies and just, like, knock off the head and get in it.
So make them,
make them
flood.
Them shoot.
Make them flood, pretty much.
Kind of. Like, they don't move around. They're just, like, stationary turrets, kind of.
That's weird.
So it's like, oh, great.
It's a dead body holding a gun that has a no head.
A dead body.
Don't tell me about dead body.
I'm a cleaner.
So, overall... I am interested again, because honestly, I was not at all. I didn't really want to play Dead Space 2, because I feel, or 3, I mean, because I thought 2 was good,
yeah,
but it really didn't have that atmosphere that 1
One is horrifying.
1 was very creepy.
Yeah.
And I know that was a big complaint about some of it, like, oh, this is a ship that people live on, and why does it feel like it is the worst thing ever?
Well,
and like, so they made the sprawl up a little more, you know,
right.
so like a little more decorative. I'm like, okay.
Happy dead times.
But like, this is a horror game.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it should be creepy
yeah.
and gross.
Right.
And, you know?
Right.
So, I'm not sure what they're going to do. Like, I liked the atmosphere of just the desolate ice planet.
Right, yeah.
I don't know why he's there.
Yeah, well.
And who knows? But
I'm sure that will be revealed
I'm
in
sure
a
it will
20
be.
Minute cutscene in the beginning of the game.
Right. So, I will say that I'm interested. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to buy it day one,
mm-hmm.
but I will play it at some point.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, the whole campaign is co-op, right? Co-opable?
From my understanding, yeah. It's jump in, jump out.
And there's no multiplayer anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because that was a fail. That was a
and
massive
the problem
fail.
Was, like, it was a good idea.
Oh, it's an awesome idea.
But they just failed
wasn't
at implementing
it. Properly?
Yeah.
And again, the netcode. Like... Was
oh, the netcode
crap.
Was really bad.
Oh, such crap. It was unplayable.
The thing that bothered me about that multiplayer, though, wasn't anything with the actual multiplayer. It was the fact that you needed the online pass.
Yes,
because for me, Dead Space 2 was the first game that required an online pass.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Which was dumb.
It remains annoying.
And you should
it
stop doing
totally.
That, developers, because it's annoying.
Yes. we've got our finger on the pulse, people. Listen to us.
Pulse rifle?
Yes, that too. But also the pulse of the industry. They should listen to the Mooncast.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I add that to the list of 5 million games that I'm supposed to buy in the next 5 or 6 months.
Play the demo when it comes out in a day or so.
Okay. Maybe I will. We'll see.
I'd be curious to see, because I've never played any of the Dead Space games, if you can jump into the third one without having to play the previous two.
No, I'm sure you can. It's a bunch of alien killing.
All right, cool.
It's you're down with that.
But, like, I recommend that you play one and two.
You should play one for the story. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
And freaky. That's all get out. You like dead babies?
Sure.
There's a lot of dead babies.
There's a ton of scary dead babies.
I'm a cleaner.
Oh, then you'll like dead babies.
Garcian!
And two is dead infants.
Oh,
It's so disturbing.
Oh.
It's just... Yeah, so...
No, I'll stick with boogie bunnies. Cute little animals.
Speaking of dead things...
Oh, no!
Halo 2, which is already sadly mourned and deceased on console, is now going to die a horrible, slow death on multiplayer PC soon. It's going to end the day after Valentine's Day. So many PC nerds will forego their girlfriends on Valentine's Day to play one more evening
of Halo 2.
Of sweet, sweet Halo 2 goodness on PC.
Lay her down by the fire one more time.
Oh, baby.
And that's so sad, because, I mean, I don't know why, but I find it sad, even though Halo 2 multiplayer was the one I never really played.
That's what you should be sad about, that you didn't play it on console during the...
A little bit.
Oh, the glory days.
I played a little of the, never online, but like the local co-op, rarely.
Glory days.
I think my total play time is probably like 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
But, it's still sad.
Halo 2 multiplayer, I can say, got me into being insane about shooter multiplayer games. Like, it got us. It before Halo 2 multiplayer, as far as shooters went, I mean, I played Halo 1 and I loved it, but once Halo 2 hit and then had that awesome multiplayer suite attached to it, that's when shooters for me on console became something I buy for the multiplayer. Everything is compared to how awesome Halo 2 was, and every next game I hope will have that same kind of like community that Halo 2 multiplayer did. Like, it was so fun.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's just, it shows, like, what people did with Halo 1 and how they dragged their Xboxes everywhere for LAN parties.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it could be online, they didn't have to do that.
Oh, my God.
Which I think is a good thing and a bad thing. I kind of miss the LAN parties.
Oh, the social, that was awesome,
Just throwing something at someone who's, like,
2 feet away
from me.
That's fun.
Stop screen looking!
Screen
lookers.
So, but it was definitely a great game, and, I'm surprised, like, is anyone going to pick up the slack? Like, are there going to be any other third-party people?
It didn't say.
Well, Xbox Kinect is still that program that people use, because you can still play Halo 2 multiplayer over Xboxes now, but you have to use Xbox Kinect on the PC to do it. So it's like a third-party thing, and so I'm assuming that they will do the same thing. They'll pick up the slack on the PC, so there'll always be some, like, crazy dedicated 20 nerds a night, like, playing over Xbox Kinect, But no more easy find matchmaking through GameSpy or whatever the PC one uses. So that's sad.
Oh, well.
It's kind of like seeing the elves go. I don't know why, Andrea, but it makes me sad.
Seeing the elves go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you see... You've seen the extended versions of Lord of the Rings movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's that scene.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that that's what you connected it to.
Well, it's sad. All right, so... hey, we're transitioning nicely, this podcast. So, we just talked about, I just talked about Lord of the Rings for no good reason. And now I'm going to go for no good reason into Lego games. Because I have Lego Lord of the Rings, and it is super fun.
Yeah, I really want to play it.
It's super fun. Recently, Telltale announced that yet again, they're going to make another Lego franchise. And this time, they're going to tackle the Lego Marvel... whoever.
Telltale makes...
Oh, yeah. Traveler's Tale, sorry. They're, whatever, one of those game makers.
Get it right.
I know, sorry. So they're going to make Lego Marvel Universe, and it is now the cover of the newest Game Informer magazine, if you have that. Yeah. What do you guys think about that, about Marvel going Lego, and what do you think about Lego games in general, and should there be a future for them, or is it lame sauce, Andrea?
Oh, that's a lot of questions. I've never played any of the Lego games.
Never? Not any of the Star Wars ones?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god.
But whenever I see the any trailers or that sort of thing, I just think they're so cute.
Yes,
the
they
little
are.
Lego people.
They are ridiculously cute.
And I don't know, it's one of those things that I've never played, but it makes me happy. Like, oh, look at the cute little Lego people.
That makes me happy.
It does, they're so cute. What was the other question?
So what do you think about Marvel going Lego?
Oh, I'm not a huge comic book fan, so I don't really have an opinion. But
did you see the Avengers movie?
I did. I didn't like it.
You did not?
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Oh, my no. God.
You don't like the new Batman movies.
Oh.
You don't like the Avengers.
No. No, I just...
Wow.
I rented it from Netflix. It was around Thanksgiving.
Who are you?
And,
Can we just take your microphone right now?
I really don't know what else to do.
It was okay. I didn't see what the big deal was. I liked Iron Man. I liked the first Iron Man movie.
You liked the first Iron Man more than Avengers?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I do.
That's impossible for me to even fathom.
But anyway, so I'm not really a huge comic book fan, but so I don't really have an opinion on that, but they're more cute Lego people, so yay.
So for that you say,
yeah.
All right, Greg?
I kind of roll my eyes every time I see a new Lego game.
Yeah?
I mean, the few that I've played, and by the few, I mean, I played the two Star Wars ones.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
No.
But they're just very mediocre. Like, for me, it's just a very, like, big collect-a-thon. And
right.
And you can't access certain parts of a level unless you have certain characters. So you have to go through the whole game.
Right.
And get all characters.
Well, that's annoying.
And then come back. And then you get 100%. And it's just like, eh. And, I mean, they're obviously selling really well because I feel like they make one every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of them.
But... Yeah, I mean, the only one that I was kind of interested in was Lego Rock Band when that was a
That's
thing.
Funny, yeah.
But, I mean, I never picked it up.
Yeah.
I like Lord of the Rings, so maybe I'll play it at some point.
Yeah.
But
I'd like to try Lego Lord of the Rings. Oh, and Harry Potter.
And when it comes to... Yeah, there's another one. Like, really? when it comes to the Avengers, I enjoyed the movie.
So did I, yeah.
I wouldn't say I was as crazy as most people were, but I thought it was a very good movie.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, oh, let's make it a Lego thing now?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I got the Lego Lord of the Rings for Christmas from my wife, and we played a little bit of it, kind of just couch co-op. I really, really love how they redo, like, famous scenes from the movies, and in particular, they do a really awesome job with cutscenes. They make them funny. Obviously, it's mostly geared towards families and kids, so mm-hmm. I think that's kind of why the gameplay is so simplistic, why it's not really deep, because you could literally play it with anyone. Like, you could, like, introduce your grandmother to that game in 5 seconds, she'd know how to play it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know... You're obviously not going to get anything hardcore gamer out of it. It's just kind of for fun and to waste time, something that's non-competitive for, like, non-gamers to play with you. So in that regard, it's fun, but it's definitely something I wouldn't have picked up on my own if I didn't get it for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I mean, it's more of a quality title than most things you might see for kids, which is usually the crappiest games ever, you know? So, like,
yeah,
in that regard, in that regard, as a general kind of gamer kind of, in the community, I'm happy that they exist, but as a gamer of my own age, like, who wants to play a little bit more meaty games, like, it's not like it's something I would buy for myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd more rather, like, buy Dark Souls 2 than Lego Lord of the Rings 2, you know what I mean? Because I want some kind of hardcore RPG. I don't want, like, bash one button until
yeah,
the
end. Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun. I will say one thing, too. If you haven't seen any pictures or gameplay of Lego Lord of the Rings, you should just look at a screenshot just for the backgrounds. They're gorgeous. Like, the stages look awesome. They look really, really, really pretty. So, there we go.
Cool.
Killer's Dead. So, if you have been watching our channel, you have seen us play Killer 7. And if you have not seen that game, particularly if you've not seen it before, you should check it out because it is weird as fill in the blank. Weird as anything that you possibly want to see.
As Ubisoft?
It's weird as Another Ubisoft. You.
Got it.
Ah, yes! Sorry. Yeah. So yeah, it is. It's a messed up piece of gaming, and Suda, the developer, the creative mastermind guy who must be on acid, who created Killer 7, is making a new game to come out this summer, and it's called Killer is Dead. And we just rewatched the trailer before we recorded this podcast, and we still don't understand how anything could be that weird. Early predictions for Killer is Dead, Greg.
I'm going to predict that it looks a lot like Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say that it's going to be a bizarre story, probably, like, solid gameplay, but nothing exceptional. Because I feel like that's kind of his trend, like, to have really bizarre, interesting characters and stories and locations, but the gameplay is never stellar.
Right.
Like, even with Killer 7, like, it's all right, but it's not anything to write home about.
Right, okay. Andrea, you think it's going to sell?
It's not a game I would run out and buy. I mean, it's very different from what games I usually play.
Right.
It
doesn't say Call of Duty before it, after all.
No.
Right.
No, If we weren't doing this Let's Play of Killer 7, I guess I wouldn't know about it to pick up the game on my own.
Right.
You know? The main character, I guess his name is Mondo!
Mondo!
I love that in the trailer to watch it. But it's weird. It looks different from Killer 7. I realize it's a...
HD, finally.
Yeah, it's just the graphics. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's very different from anything I've seen.
You're kind of cel-shaded.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. It's not really my cup of tea, but we'll see.
I will say, I think they did a great job of releasing it in the summer.
Because nothing ever
releases. You want to talk about a pet peeve of mine? Like, people don't release games ever in the summer.
No, they do not.
Like, everything, nothing comes out until September.
Yep.
At least.
Yep.
And it's just like, I don't understand why publishers think we don't have money in the summer.
Right.
Because it's like, I actually sometimes usually have free time in the summer.
Right.
To play through games.
Right.
But no, you have to wait until we release 17 of them at Christmas.
Right.
Yep.
And then Mike buys all of them.
Yeah.
And then has no money for the whole rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's sad. I think I'm along the same lines as you, Greg. I think if they can get the control down and they have that weird story and that cool art style, I will be totally in. But I'm reserving judgment, especially after doing our Let's Play and watching you struggle on the sticks for Killer 7. Like, I really don't want to play a game that's an action game that I can't get into the action because I can't control it. So we'll see what happens, folks. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. As always, leave a like, leave a comment, consider subscribing, check out our other gameplay videos, and...
Please, if you have the time, review our stuff on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Your podcast.
We need ratings.
That would really, really help us out. We're hoping maybe to get picked up and be new and noteworthy.
Yeah.
In the podcast section, so if we get enough good ratings, that will happen.
All right, so thank you so much for your support. We are over 5,000 views on our YouTube channel, and I know that's not a lot for most people, but for us, we are tickled pink, especially Andrea.
Yep.
So we'll see you next time, folks, here on the Monday Mooncast. Moo!